Blog Talk Radio.
And Jesus was a working man. Jesus was a working man. He had muscles of steel and callous hands. Always had a master plan. Yeah, Jesus was a working man. Jesus was a working man. He had muscles of steel and callous hands. He played in a rock and roll band. Yeah, Jesus was a working man. Jesus was a rocking man. Jesus was a working man. In a world of so much hate, crime and injustice, what we need right now is some universal love. Unconditional love, y'all.
Everyone. I'm not sure if Kevin is with us yet. We're still waiting, but our dear brother Pato. Pato, you're with us?
I am with you.
Good morning, good evening to Tokyo, if Kevin is listening. Sometimes it's a problem with him calling in. Well, Pato, you've had some unusual things happen in the last year since I last saw you in person, physically. And we really enjoyed having you come through Texas. Would you like to share?
Yes, it was my.
Yes.
Yeah, it was my pleasure as well meeting you and all the readers in the area. And some very, very wonderful memories.
Well, I know after you left here, you just kept moving on, and that's one of my favorite songs that you have. The lyrics.
Yes,
of that
one. We actually after we left you, we actually ended up doing 46 states of America in 2009.
Wow!
And
wow.
some of those states we did more than once as well, and it was a really great experience being able to go to community centers, to detention centers, speak at Unity churches, community centers. And do the various shows for, all ages of people. So it was a really wonderful, journey going across America and just meeting so many wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pato, I want to say we're having trouble with our board. Some of the folks are not hearing us. And you just keep talking here for a moment while I check this out. I know you're all too well familiar with sound checks and all that, right?
Yes, I am.
Most people don't realize what it takes when you step on the stage. How much preparation has it taken?
I know, but I'll check the mic if you want me to check the mic.
Yes, I'm checking now. If folks,
okay, imagine this world with no fighting. With everyone just simply uniting. Imagine this world with no hate, where all people strive to cooperate, hey. Imagine this world with no boundary, with everyone just traveling freely. Imagine this world where there's just love everywhere, yeah, forward ever, backward never, no, as we journey towards light and life, forward ever, backward never, no, no, as we journey towards light and life. Well, imagine this world with no poverty, a place of justice and equality. Oh, beautiful life could truly be if this was our reality.
Reality.
But first we have got to believe it before we can start to achieve it. Conceptualize, visualize, and then realize forward ever, backward never, no, as we journey toward light and life. Have you got me?
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm just wondering, though, apparently there's a problem with people getting on the broadcast. Larry, you're our engineer, buddy, so please help me here. You've got the – Larry teases us. He wears the headsets, you know. And I still don't have headsets that work with this phone, Pato, so we're going to work on that, right?
Yes.
But
yes,
it's okay. It's the wonderful landline, and I like it.
All right.
So waiting here. Larry is saying, thanks, Pato. And can you read the chat, Pato? Can someone has anybody checked in as a guest looking at the chat? Because we're trying to figure out why there's people that are not, apparently not listening. They can't get in. So we want to make sure what's going on.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm by myself at the moment. So.
Okay, Pato. Okay, I didn't know if your team was there.
No, I do have access to the internet. I think everyone in my team is fast asleep. It's 8 a.m. in the morning here.
Yes, I understand that. Well, and Kevin, the way I have to think about it right now with daylight savings times, I go, okay, 12 plus 3. That's the only way I can do it in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
it does say.
Go ahead, Pato.
It does say that, is it L. Watkins, the author of the site?
Right, he's our engineer.
It does say it's offline at the moment.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Okay, Pato. Well, this is fun. Is that the way to say it?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder. Okay, Watkins is saying, yes, I think things are working as they should. Do a refresh, Pato, and see if, you know, the little refresh up
yes.
in the upper left-hand corner. See if that brings you in.
Yep, it's still saying offline.
Okay, well, no problem. We'll just keep talking,
and,
okay?
And it says there's no registered users on the forum at the moment.
Okay, we'll work it out. F5, the old DOS. You see F5 on your keyboard? F5 up toward... Just hit that. That'll do a refresh. Okay. Well, as Pato gets prepared here, and the folks, you're learning more and more here. When you do any kind of live broadcasting or live shows, it's, the dynamics of it are always interesting. And
always.
Always. But, hey, we're on time, Pato.
Yes, we was.
yes, and that's wonderful. Why don't we talk a bit, let's just interact a little bit about why you chose to begin that last January. What was in your mind at the time?
Could you repeat the question?
Yes, can you hear me okay, Pato?
I can now, yes.
Okay, I increased the volume.
Okay.
There's a pattern in Jesus' life regarding January, and you and I had not verbally discussed that. And you chose to start your tour in January. Am I correct?
Yes.
Would you talk about that, please?
Yeah. I'm not sure what the coincidences were or how it really synchronizes, but I just, you know, I normally just move by guidance, and I felt a very strong, you know, urge at the end of 2008 that I should prepare to take the good news across America starting in January. And my manager at the time and my agent at the time both tried to talk me out of taking on this mission, but I decided that, you know, I was going to heed the call and start. So I arranged everything with the musicians and, you know, just got everything prepared, and I had to let go of my booking agent because he wasn't really being supportive, and me and my team started booking shows ourselves, and I set up my own booking agency to make this possible. And then we basically started on the journey, taking the good news across the USA. And, you know, it was a daunting task at the beginning, but a very beautiful experience and a great success at the end.
It was quite lovely for us. And now on my side of that, Pato, I started doing study guides for the Urantia book a long time ago. I actually started doing it when we, Steve and I, began to have our children, because I realized that, okay, I'm the baby of the family. He's an only child. And I went, whoa, this is different, you know? And I was raised with a very large extended family, and I'm very thankful for that. But I said, okay, how am I going to go about? And so the first study guide I did was Family, the Master Plan, which I still love that because it was for me. Anytime I do a study guide, you know who it's for first. And then Jesus, the Rest of the Story, I did a visual of that. And this is back in the 80s, and that's when I began to personally pick up on a pattern of him. Things started kicking off in January. And then that 40 days of reflection. You and I did not know each other. We're doing all these things.
Yes.
You want to talk about that 40 days of reflection that the group consciousness took on last year? I believe it was, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but I believe it was January the 18th. And you rolled through here on the 17th, I think.
Yes, it was. It was. I believe it was the 17th. But that was really, really beautiful, because it was a great time of reflection. And I think that, you know, it was quite necessary at that time, for me personally, to be aware of that, because it was a new journey. You know, there was a lot of challenges. And there was a lot of opportunities to lose focus and to get wrapped up in the business of things and get wrapped up in the politics of things and the group politics of things. But that 40 days of reflection really just, you know, helped keep things focused and keep the mission, you know, on a spiritual vibration as being the you know, the main purpose of the journey. And, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, the receiving the things you were writing, and then, you know, cross referencing those things with the scriptures. And
well,
it was
and
really,
you know,
really, really helpful.
It was quite an experience for me, Pato, because I didn't plan to do that, but I, like you, I go with as best I can. We all are just doing the best we can.
Yes.
And I just felt that gentle urge. So I looked in the papers about when he made those those decisions, those six decisions.
Yes.
And I said, well, now that's interesting. And then I went back to the old study guide and went, well, that's interesting. Though, and each one of those days, and we begin to talk about those six decisions, and then different ones begin to write and email back to me, and we and those reflections begin to come through everybody involved in the process.
Yes.
And it was quite marvelous. And do you recall any one in particular that hits you the strongest as far as those different decisions? And I'm trying, this is when we need, we usually have someone in, on the board with us called Lou that looks up things for us. And it's, of course, this is, you know where that was, of course, in the papers. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here still waiting, trying to figure out where Kevin is. So we'll just keep chatting and try to figure out. So now I'm wondering who, if they can even hear us, because I'm not getting feedback from the Pato. So
yeah, I just looked again and it still says you're offline.
Says I'm offline? Well, now it would say the Cosmic Citizen is asleep. Is that what you're seeing? I'm the Cosmic Citizen today. But now, do you see the chat room at all? Have you see the little bubble that says chat?
You're
on the website.
Cosmic Citizen Wednesday Morning Study Group.
Okay, do you see a little bubble that says chat down in the lower right? It's like a little cartoon bubble. Chat.
No, I don't. No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
It says, where it says who is online?
Uh-huh.
It says there's no registered users.
Okay, this is interesting. I'm waiting to see what Larry is telling us. I'm hoping he can hear us. Let's see here. Pato, why don't you just, if you'd like to, just sing another song while I...
All righty.
Okay, go for it. You go, Pato.
Hey. Let me see now. I pray for peace on earth and goodwill to all men and women, for we are all God's children. So many people in the world need a helping hand. So tell me now, can we help them? And it no matter about their color or their creed, let's try to identify their need. The more you give is the more you receive. So let's start giving. I want to learn to love. And I want to love to serve. Because as I serve my brothers and sisters, I am serving the Father. Yes, I want to learn to love. And I want to love to serve. Because as I serve my brothers and sisters, I am serving the Father.
Oh.
It's all about service, doing the best you can. All about service, giving a helping hand. The thrill of loving service, doing the best you can, yeah. All about service, giving a helping hand.
Okay, thank you. I hear someone on the air with us, and I thought it was Kevin, but it may not be. And I don't normally take calls without knowing who it is.
Uh-huh.
So we just have
wow.
to...
Wow, okay. You can really hear me.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to mute you.
Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Why don't you, if you don't mind, call back in and I won't put you through if you don't mind. Okay? Because I thought it was Kevin. Thank you. Thank you. This is dynamic, Pato. Okay. when you're the engineer, and, well, you know that. You've done everything in the as far as behind the scenes on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go back and talk about these decisions? Because you had to make some robust decisions in your life along this path.
Mm-hmm.
You made some strong decisions in your career, Pato. You put a lot of things behind you as far as and at one point in your life, and you said, you know, I'm going another route. I'm going another route, even though I'm well-known, whatever that means now on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share a little bit of that, how you made some robust decisions about that?
Yeah.
Hi. Come in, but I'm in the middle of something. So
okay, here. Someone is still on the air with us here. Let me mute them. Pato?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm right here. Yes. Basically, it's being, I guess, being an artist in the music industry. I guess there's certain standards and requirements and expectations. And it's very easy to get sucked into the media the way it is right now and be, you know, with the concerns of, it, you know, making a living and being successful. I guess one of my decisions was, you know, that I would basically turn my back on the music industry as it is right now and embark on music ministry and focus my energies and use my God-given talent, you know, to spread the good news and use my music as a vehicle to get to people in different parts of the country and the world and bring this message to them. It's difficult for a manager or a booking agent to work with an artist who has spiritual ideals working within the music industry. And I guess one of the other problems for me was not belonging to any either church or other form of, I guess, spiritual organization, which also has channels of promotion. So I've really had to work within the secular industry with a spiritual message, which has been an uphill struggle. But now that I've basically counted the cost and I'm moving forward, it's become a real blessing for me. And this is the only way I really can go forward now. And with my new band as well, the Now Generation Band, I would say that the majority of the members are also starting to share my vision now, which makes it really beautiful as far as being surrounded with a group of people who get what I'm trying to do and support it. You know, whereas in the past I've always been surrounded with musicians who are only really concerned about making a living and getting what they can get from the industry and not really being interested at all in spiritual matters. So it's a really great change in my life now. Hello?
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 Oh, there
yes,
you
hello.
Are. Well, this
yes,
is
hello. I am sorry. Yes, I was having some computer problems there. I didn't connect it. But, yes, hello. Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin from Tokyo. Welcome back to another year here with us on the Cosmic Citizen. Welcome to 2010, finally. I hope everybody had a very happy holiday season and a very happy new year. And for me, mine was pretty good. It was pretty quiet. And just over here in Japan, it's a really busy time of season for New Year's. About the first 4 days of the year, Japanese people go to local Buddhist temples. And they pray and they give thanks for the coming New Year. as well. And I meant to introduce our guest who is currently talking. I'm sorry I did interrupt you. It's my first time to talk with him here on the air. He's been on the show before, but this is my first time to talk with him. I'm very happy, I'm very proud, and I'm very excited to have him here. Papa Bantan, thank you very, very, very much for, well, for being on the show and for taking the busy time out of your schedule, you know, to be with us today. And just, I'm in awe. I'm really happy. I'm really happy to meet you. I really am.
Thank you.
I'm just really excited.
Thank you.
Kevin, did we lose
the chat room?
Kevin?
Yes, yes.
Did we lose
the
chat room right then?
I don't think so. I'm showing,
okay.
I have the chat room. I'm showing the chat room.
Okay, here we go. Okay, keep going, gentlemen.
Well, I wanted to say it's nice to meet you as well, Kevin.
Yes, Pato. You have been a very, very, a very big inspiration to me to read the Urantia book. When I first discovered the Urantia book, I was, you know, of course, I'm like many other people. I was searching out for what I felt was a bigger truth than what I had learned coming through, you know, traditional Christianity. I grew up in the church, so I come from a traditional Christian background. And when I first discovered the Urantia book, I went to YouTube, and I found many videos on YouTube about the Urantia book. And one of the videos I was watching, of course, it had Paula and Andre giving their testimonies, and Anne was also there on the video, and there was Papa Bantan, and he was on the video. So you were on the video, and I watched your video, and I saw how happy people were on that video, and they were truly, truly happy.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, and I thought, I have two questions for all these people.
Yes.
What have you discovered, and how do you do it? And I said, if they're that happy, I want to have the same happiness. Because I wasn't happy, so I thought, they must know something I don't, and they've got a secret. And I thought, if you could take that, and if you could bottle that and sell that, oh, you'd just... it would be outstanding. And I watched that video over and over and over and over again. And I saw some of your other videos, also the concerts that you were doing, various different concerts you ran.
Yeah.
And I still have, right here in front of me, I have a signed copy and edition of the Destination Paradise CD that you sent to me from you personally.
Wow.
To Kevin, one love always, Father Bantan.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
So I have your CD that you sent to me, and you also sent me, I think it was the Words of Christ. That CD also, the Words of Christ. So that is one of my favorite CDs, The Words of Christ, and also this one here, The Destination Paradise.
Nice.
I'm sorry I did interrupt you there. If you want to go back to what you and Anne were discussing.
Well, Kevin, I emailed you the 40 Days of Reflection yesterday because I realized that you were not involved in all of that. Did you have time to read that about Jesus making those masterful decision in the hills there?
I was able to read. Yeah, I was able to read some of them, but not all of them.
Actually, Anne, you'd asked me which one of Jesus's decisions.
Yes.
Had the biggest impact on me.
Yes.
And I believe it was the fourth his fourth decision, I believe it was,
where
he decided not to use any of his powers,
right,
and miracles to entice men into the kingdom.
Exactly.
And that really, really at first flabbergasted me, confused me. But later on I got it, you know. Because I couldn't understand, you know, why after the problems with the, you know, Dalmatian group, the Caligastia group, and then the problems of Adam and Eve, which really left our world, you know, going backward, you know. And here comes this Son of God with all the powers of the universe at his fingertips, you know. And for me, I guess, and for a lot of people who I know, we want to be able to heal people. We want to be able to do miracles. We want to be able to have signs and wonders so that we can make people see that, you know, God does exist, that, you know, through Christ all things are possible, you know. And we want to, I guess, be in a rush to blow people away so that they do rush into the kingdom and they do rush to live spiritual life, so we can start bringing this world, you know, into a time of light and life. But with all of his powers, Jesus restrained himself and decided that, you know, he would go about his work as an ordinary person, you know, and just try and influence people by spreading the good news in the ordinary way to them. Which, when you look at the global arena, how big this planet is, will take thousands of years. But it was still the normal method that Jesus wanted to use to go about turning this world from darkness into light. And it really changed my way of thinking, to make me really just sit back and say, okay, I've got it now. You know, it's really one person at a time, touching that person's soul and making them have a change of heart rather than just a change of mind. And that decision to me was amazing.
Well, Kevin, you were deeply impressed also. I know you mentioned it on the broadcast. You came to a realization about Jesus and his decisions about the cross, Kevin. What did you come to? I heard you say it suddenly on the air that you had realized that when could he have left, Kevin? Could he have left before he went to the cross? Could he have left?
He could have left after the baptism, actually.
Right, Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I had just recently. Of course, I just recently learned that we were talking about the bestowals and the pre-bestowals before Christmas and before New Year's. And I learned, you know, through the Irenaeus book, he could have left. That is true. He could have left a long time ago before going to the cross. Whereas, of course, until then, up until that point, of course, I had believed what I had learned through traditional Christianity, which is, you know, he had to go through, you know, with the cross in order to change things. But I realize now it's because of several things I didn't necessarily agree with the atonement doctrine with him going with him going to the cross. So that was always one question in my mind for a long time, for many, many years. And if I brought up this question, if I asked, you know, very sincerely, if I asked a preacher or a prayer or a minister at church, I would never get a satisfactory answer, or they would just tell me, you know, just to read the Bible and just to keep my faith focused on just what the Bible says.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, I always had that that part of the question was always on my mind about him going to the cross, because I had so many things like running through my heart and running through my mind and thinking so many things about that is, you know, one thing I would say is one of the problems I have with him going to the cross is people say, okay, he went to the cross and he died for you. He died for your sins on the cross. And I thought, okay, but I thought that hasn't removed sin
yes.
from the world, so to speak.
Yes.
I mean, in one way, because even he went to the cross and people say he died for sins. Okay.
Yes.
In one way, I can understand that. But in another way, sin is still here in this world, you know, with us. Even he went through all that. So I had my question was, if he went through all that to die for our sins, then why is sin still here in the world with us today?
Exactly.
Pacho, you want to answer that one?
Well, yeah, sorry.
That's a dynamic question. And, well, for me, there's some interesting quotes. Until all, help me, Pacho, all sympathy is like the rippling waves that, unfortunately, there's still sympathy toward the other side on the planet. Right, Pacho?
Yes, there is.
And so many people consciously, and some of our wonderful brethren in the ministry, they don't consciously realize, apparently, how much credit they give to what is termed the devil.
Yes.
They'll use his name more than they do the name of Jesus. And until they come to, and I'm just saying that with a lot of love, they just... I wonder if they even realize that, some of them. You're more, you know, go ahead, Pato.
I think one of the problems really is sometimes, like Kevin said, when we're in a church or a part of a congregation and we have questions, we go to our spiritual leader of the church, and when that spiritual leader tells us we shouldn't question, we shouldn't look deeper than what's available, we then have a choice. Either we go along with the flow and become subservient, even though our thoughts and our soul is telling us there's something wrong here or there's something more here. Or the other way is to really become an outcast of the thing that you are trying your most to hold on to, which is your spiritual religion, you know? And it's a very scary road for most people to step away from the norm and go and find, you know, that extra truth, because, you know, you then get chastised and criticized for not sticking to what is considered the word of God. You know, and likewise, you know, Kevin, for me, when I was searching and studying, there was a lot of things that didn't make sense to me. And one of them was the atonement doctrine. I could never understand as well. If Jesus died for our sins, then we should stop sinning as a planet. And the fact that sin continues to me made me say to myself, no, it wasn't about that, you know. It was really about him showing us, you know, about life after death. Him showing us that through faith in God all things are possible. Him showing us that, you know, we should be willing to lay down our lives. And he also knew that his apostles would have to lay down their lives for the gospel. And by setting that example and showing them that he could raise himself from the dead, gave them faith that Jesus would also raise them, you know?
Well, you know, Pato, I am so blessed, as you know, to know some wonderful ministers and scholars that really that don't go that route. You met one of the most humble pastors and a remarkable couple of when you rolled through here. And I'm they just don't, and I'm just so blessed to have been a part of many ministries that understand that and that questioning. And when you're in their service, there's a lot of times there's a question and we have to respond. And that's the way I've always done it. There's that interaction. And I've observed you, you always engage the people when you're there. And I'm so thankful to have been able to be with you and to have that the time with you and observe it for myself, that humbleness. And that's the only word I can find right now, because you really have gotten to that place that you just go with the flow of what you feel the Spirit is guiding you to do. Now, you do seek group wisdom. I do know that personally. I know that personally. However, you do have to answer to what your calling is. Am I
mm-hmm.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth there, but that's the way I observe it in you.
Yes.
And now here we have Kevin, who found us. And there's a reason. And it's I've also been in that situation. It's very difficult when you know, minds need to work together, to be together. And Kevin, there you are, and you've reached out to us, and you've not found a study group there that you feel comfortable with yet. Am I correct?
I'm not sure if there are any study groups here in Tokyo or not.
Well, you found us, so we have a study group.
Well, you have a study, this study group here. Well, there is one other reader I have found here in Japan, and he doesn't live too far away from me, but I don't know, I've contacted him, but I don't think he's too much interested in starting a study group, I think, so I'm not sure, you know, but I've contacted him, but for a long time I was looking for a study group, and just like many things, I was searching about the Arantia book, and I followed a link, and I found something about the Cosmic Citizen, so I followed that link, and it brought me here to the Cosmic Citizen. I started listening to the radio broadcast, and I thought, wow, these readers are, like, really, really nice, and so I thought it was a way for me to connect, and I wanted to connect so badly. I know that I can listen from the downloaded archives, but even with the time difference between here in Tokyo and the U.S., for me, the show starts at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, but even at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays, I always stay awake and I always listen to the show live instead of, you know, listening to the archive version later during the week. But also besides, you know, just listening to the show, here being part of the broadcast myself, this gives me a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to meet different readers from all over the Arantia community, from all different kinds of backgrounds. So for me, it's a really good chance and a really good opportunity to learn from a lot of the older Arantia book readers that have had the book for a long time. So I'm really grateful that the Cosmic Citizen is here, and that they had, you know, the foresight, the wisdom, and the knowledge to start this kind of outreach. And I think it's really, really, it's a wonderful way to do outreach. And I think it's very, very, very effective. And, of course, I'm close to Anne, of course. She's the person I'm closest to. And as she said, I'm a new reader. Just a little bit over a year, like about a year.
I now say newer. That's sort of like when...
Well, yeah. True, that's right.
Like,
I can't say new anymore. But, I don't know, recent? I'm a recent reader, a little bit over a year.
Well, there's a new term I use for myself now, Kevin, because our kids over the holidays were saying, well, Mom, Dad, you're old. I said, add an E-R there, please. Older. Because as far as eternity, we're give or take a day, right, Pato?
Yes, just babies.
So, Pato, what a unique opportunity, and thank you. I know it's very early for you, and again, there's no way, unless someone has lived the life that you have, of what it takes to put together those marvelous, there's no way to describe it, of what it takes. They assume when you step onto the stage that's, okay, here we are, and that's it, right? Kevin, and you understand that now, Kevin, because you've had some experience with a lot of research, and you understand what you just don't. It just doesn't happen overnight, does it?
No, it's a process. Well, for me, like a lot of people coming to the Urantia book, it's a lot of learning, but I want to say, along with the learning goes also a lot of unlearning. And I don't want to make that sound negative, but, you know, it's kind of, well, maybe that sounds bad. I'm not trying to make that sound bad, but, you know, there's some things that I had to unlearn in order to learn, you know, what was correct. And I think, Pato, you must have an endless supply of energy. You must be tired. You're going through a nationwide tour right now. You're still on tour, I believe, yeah?
Yes, it's going to be a long, between 7 and 10 years it will be.
Wow. So that takes a lot of energy to do what you're doing, constantly on tour, constantly moving around, going through different cities and states. But I admire you. I really admire you, and I think...
Gentlemen, I am going to interrupt here because we did have some things about time. The 30 minutes is usually our poetic interlude, Kevin. Suzanne is now with us. Suzanne?
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Hi.
Hey, I was a little late today.
Well, it's been an interesting day for all of us, right, Pato and Kevin?
Hey,
well, Suzanne, do you have a poetic interlude for us from your marvelous Ilan Vital?
Well, you know, I was looking around and was wondering what I would read today. And I wasn't sure if I should.
Well, if you don't have that guidance, that's okay. Because I know you wanted to say hello to Pato.
Right. Sure, we should come back to Texas, Pato.
Well, I will be coming back as soon as I can. It's looking kind of like April.
Good.
Okay, we're gonna pencil that in, Pato. Can we pin it in, or should we pencil it in?
You can pin it in.
We can pin it in, okay.
Yeah. I am going to be making my way across from L.A. to Florida and then back across. So I think on the first run, I should be able to stop by.
Okay. That will be fabulous. I've been rounding everybody up.
We know how to round them up.
That's right. Let's see, as I was just kind of thumbing through here, I found this one little part about this, our Earth being pretty much part of a science project. So, if you're ready, here we go. Now it's time to try to explain how, when, and where man came to Earth. And if what you've just read isn't spinning your head, wait till you read the next verse. And this is leading up to it, sorry. As I mentioned before, this Earth is an exception, a veritable science project. The life carriers didn't bring preset formulas. They used matter on this Earth as their subject. All life was formulated on this orbital helm and deposited in the hospitable waters of the realm. Then 450 million evolutionary years later, a placental mammal became the perfect accommodator. A lemur, not quite what you see today, was the basis for humanity on this evolving stage. As far as finding the missing link, in our heredity, it does not exist, for the upgrade was instantaneous and occurred 2 times, and man from the second did exist. In a certain tribe of lemurs, a set of twins were born, with half the fur and a slightly different form. They were taller, too, and quite a bit smarter, and were proficient at building shelter. They made it and formed a superior tribe, and with superiority, inferiority must step aside. Several thousand years later, in this mid-mammal tribe, came another set of twins, and the primates ensued, not quite me and you, but certainly our next of kin. These primate children had longer legs and shorter arms, and their thumbs were perfectly opposable. They were upright walkers with still less hair, and their intelligence was comparatively formidable. By the time they were 10, they could communicate with crude language and the signing of hands, and they tried to teach the rest of their tribe, but none could understand. These reasoning twins soon departed to explore the neighboring lands, constantly learning and advancing their thought by utilizing their perfectly formed hands. But most important was their grasp of emotion, gratitude, envy, and love, and the ignorance of fear of primitive religion while they pondered the heavens above. As they questioned, 7 adjutant mind spirits descended, and the life carrier's vigil began, and progress was now in the possession of the evolving first woman and man. And as Andon and Fanta found their spiritual soul, they found the true destiny of life as a whole. This male and female then became mother and father to a larger organized tribe. The abodes they found were all on the ground, and their generations began to thrive. Andon was the first to cultivate fire as he was chipping from flint a weapon. And this discovery secured their supremacy in all that would eventually happen. The Andonic race of Aborigines flourished for 30 generations, but soon rivalry appeared and the clans dispersed, segregating family relations. From Mesopotamia, they spread westward to France, where they lived on the banks of the Somme River. And today, by chance, their evidence remains for the finding of our archaeological endeavors. The Andonite leader, Onagar by name, was the first to find God recognition, and to all he proclaimed, the supreme breath giver was deserving of worshipful tradition. And if we dated this very first priest, chronologically speaking, it's 985,263 BC. The geological formation of the earth at that time allowed their mass migration to the Foxhall Man of English clime and the Java Man's visitation. And as the glaciers receded to the north, they would go eventually evolving the ancestor Eskimo. And in northern India, in the Siwalak Hills, are found the remains of Badonan Man, the superior forerunner to the tribe we know as the progenitor of Neanderthal Man.
Suzanne, that is beautiful, and we're going to have to stop. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Pato, yes, Kevin?
I think we have about 7, maybe 8 minutes left, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Susan. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Pato.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Yes, the cafe. This is our poetic interlude with the cafe. I wish we had more time, but we have some interesting dynamics today. Kevin and Pato, again, thank you. The time difference is just grateful. And Pato, I would love for you to do what you've done. If you don't mind, if instead of me queuing up a song, why don't you end the broadcast, just sing whatever you want to sing, and we will say so long for now, my brother.
Okay.
I think I would like that very, very much.
First, I want to say a quick prayer, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Pato. Thank you.
Dearest Heavenly Father, Mother Spirit, Eternal Son, Melchizedek, all of the angels that surround us by day and night, I just want to send out our gratitude and appreciation for all you do for us, for all of the unseen hosts who want to uplift us and bring us into an age of light and life. I just want to say thank you. And I just want to hope and pray that soon more and more people will continue to become true seekers, walking into the light. And those who have a truth will live up to its highest, highest levels and not just talk the talk, but walk the talk, walk the walk, live the walk. And I just want to hope and pray that we will, in the right time, bring an end to war, bring an end to all the suffering and all the poverty that plagues us on this planet right now, and that the kingdoms of men will be fully blessed with the guidance and enlightenment of the spirits that dwell around them, coercing them and trying to guide them into making conscious decisions, right decisions for this planet, so that we can change as we approach this new age that is upon us right now, as we can approach this time of the turning of the tides, and that we will be prepared for whatever this new dispensation brings for us. And I also want to beg and pray and plead that we can have another visitation, that we can have another son come and be with us, to physically be on this planet with us, to set up a center of culture, to set up a center of education, to set up a center of agriculture and horticulture, and guide us into better ways of thinking and better ways of living. Dearest Heavenly Creator, I love you and I just want to say thank you for all things. And I hope and pray that those who are listening and those who are part of this broadcast will just continue to grow in grace and let their light shine and not hide their light, not just go along with the flow of society, but go against the grain if the grain is wrong and stand up for what they know is true, beautiful and good, and let their light so shine that men and women will glorify your name when they see their good works. I pray for all of this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Pato, would you like to?
Yes. Forward ever, backward never know, as we journey towards light and life. 'Cause everything in this world is for a reason, and everyone has their time and their season. Now I know and I understand there's a plan to bring all things back together as one God and one destiny, one world government with one currency, one language internationally, one people living in harmony, forward ever, backward never know. As we journey towards light and life, forward ever, backward never, no, no. As we journey towards light and life. See, everything in this world is for a reason, and everyone has their time and their season. Now I know and I understand destination. Destination, paradise. Destination, destination now. Destination, paradise. There's a vibe in the air, I can feel it everywhere. Universal love. 'Cause there's a new day dawning, and I can hear the angels calling. Oh yes, there is a new day dawning. It's gotta be universal love. Sweet love, there's a new day dawning, and I can hear the angels calling.
Oh, yes, there is a new day dawning. It's gotta be, gotta be, gotta be. One God, one aim, one destiny, paradise. And remember to go forth into all the world, spreading the good news of the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of humanity. Peace.
Peace, my brother. God bless. God bless Kevin. God bless everybody. God bless you. Man. Bye.
Yes, bye-bye for now. Thanks for being on the show, Pato. Also for Suzanne Kelly.
Bye.